Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you today in meditation. We'll sit together for 10 minutes. We'll start soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get started, I want to talk about the fourth immeasurable quality, the fourth of the four immeasurables. We began talking about them now 4 weeks ago. You don't have to go back and listen if you missed it. It's totally fine. You can jump in right here. But the four immeasurable qualities are said to be the things that we possess, everybody, you, me, all beings, in immeasurable quantity. Like, you can never use these things up. You can't break them. You can't get rid of them. You can't run out of them. The first one is called loving kindness. And it means recognizing deeply that all of you and I are no different, that what you want, peace and safety and happiness and ease, that is what I want. And all beings, in fact, want the same thing. So recognizing that commonality, we can soften toward each other on good days. And the second immeasurable quality is called compassion, which means I feel your pain in my heart, not because I'm a good person, but because that's just how we're wired. And the third immeasurable quality is called sympathetic joy, which means I feel your joy in my heart. I can share it with you. That's fantastic. And the fourth immeasurable quality is called equanimity, which is sort of the ground that stabilizes it all. Because you can think, oh, I want to be a lovingly kind person. I want to offer compassion. I want to experience sympathetic joy. And all that's great. But along with all of that, you want like a strong foundation, a strong back. These are actually fierce qualities. They're not always sweet and soft qualities. They're expressions of bravery. They are expressions of goodness. They are expressions of strength. So in other words, they're not sappy. Equanimity, and which you have an immeasurable quality, even though it really doesn't seem like that all the time, at least speaking for myself, is what helps contain it all as a source of power and strength and energy and vitality and generosity and sanity. So equanimity may sound like something that means, well, everything, whatever happens, I just stay like this. I don't fluctuate from some middle realm of being just chill. Upsetting things don't upset me, and enjoyable things don't distract me. And I don't know what it would be to be like that kind of person, because I've never met that kind of person. I'm certainly not that kind of person. I would suggest that what is meant here by equanimity is not some sense of it's all cool, rather some sense of whatever comes my way, I can ride it and come back to balance in this moment and in this moment and in this moment. So equanimity here, rather than being synonymous with something, you know, wooden that doesn't change, would be more synonymous with something like water, something that waves, something that expands, something that contracts, something that settles, something that roils, something that you can surf. So there's a sense, I'm not a surfer, but there's some sense of you have to be completely present, and then you ride the big waves, the small waves, the stillness, the explosions. That's really what is meant by equanimity. Not I can find this middle zone no matter what, but I can ride what comes to me. And I know how to return to balance. How do I know? Because I know how to meditate. And you can say, among many things about meditation practice, that one of the things we're practicing is equanimity. We sit, and if this is your first time sitting, this will all make sense when our practice starts. and you are bored and you're angry and you're scared and you're made a joke to yourself and you start planning something and you space out all the things that happen when someone's meditating, and you ride it all. And you come back to center, which in this case is represented by the breath. Right here. Right here. Right here. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, no matter how hard you try, I invite you to try it anyway, you can't breathe in the past and you can't breathe in the future. You can only breathe now. So when your attention is resting on the breath, riding the breath, you could say it's resting on the present moment. It's riding the present moment. And what is our definition of equanimity? Riding the present moment. So it all comes together quite beautifully in the practice technique itself. So let's sit together. Begin by establishing your posture, which means sit up straight, and soften at the same time. So the back is strong, the front body is soft, the belly is relaxed, the shoulders are relaxed, the hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let your belly soften. The mouth is closed because you don't need to talk. So great. You can just rest into your own silence because actually it is quiet in there. There is no one talking. So you can fill with that silence. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning just breathing. There's no breathing technique. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front, up to 6 feet or 2 meters or less, given the distance of your screen. And let there be a sense that what you see comes to you rather than you have to seek it. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Let your attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathe rather than notice the body breathe. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Let the breath carry you. It's happening anyway, and you can just go with it. Breathing in and out. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's fine. That's what it does. It's no problem. No need to change that or stop that. Most of your thoughts will just come and go on their own. You don't have to do anything. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, excellent. Notice that. Label that moment thinking, because that's what you're doing. And thinking and meditating are different. That's thinking. Thinking. Let go. Just let go. The content of the thought doesn't matter right now. Gently come back to the breath and begin again with this in-breath in this out-breath. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together.